back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Sup, gang?
And this is episode 84 of the mix. 84. It's a lot of episodes. And today we kind of have a short slate. It's gonna be short and sweet. Well, actually, I don't know how sweet it's gonna be, but it'll be. We'll keep it concise, you know. But we have three things that we're reviewing today. We got Civil War, Monkey Man, and Invincible Season 2.
It's action lineup. These are like.
Oh yeah, it is a lot of action,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So, man, I hate to start out on a. Well, actually, you might have a completely different opinion than I do. I'm gonna sound like a complete hater today, I think, but. Let's just go through the slate and see what happens. Starting with Civil War. I don't know the director or anything, so
yeah.
Any info
okay,
you
yeah,
have?
I'll, yeah, I'll. Yeah, so the yeah, director yeah. is Alex Garland, who did Ex Machina, Annihilation, the Natalie Portman one, and it has the sound effect that everybody like memes with. He did Men, which I explained to you, but you didn't watch it.
That's the horror. I remember that.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did those three movies, and then he did this.
Got
one.
It. Okay. So, what were your thoughts on this Civil
yeah.
War?
Yeah. So going in, I knew he. Okay, I don't want to say he's pretentious, but he's kind of a artsy director, I'd say, because I know people are huge fans of his other movies. The ones I just said, I wasn't a big fan of them. I know people love Annihilation. I did not get that movie at all. Men, I actually thought was okay. That people don't like that movie though. So going into this, I was like, I'm optimistic. You know, I don't want nothing artsy fartsy, but you can try something. But I was actually surprised at how straightforward it was. It is not even trying to be artsy fartsy at all. Other than it doesn't explain why they're doing the Civil War. I like that they don't explain why they're having the war, because that's not it's really like, yeah. I bought into the pretentious stuff. It's not really about the war. It's about, I think he needed a reason for why a war would take place in America. He wanted to show, war that happens elsewhere in the world, but have it happen in America. That's the only reason why he wanted it to, take place here, is to have that, visual of, this awful war going on, but happening, where we live, you know? Because that way, it kind of adds to the story about these journalists going through what they go through. And, actual real life. But, putting it in the context of, America makes it, it's kind of jarring, you know? Mm. So, overall, I liked it. I liked how straightforward and fast it is. I thought it was, a decent, okay, solid movie. I thought the action scenes were pretty decent. The sound design in the theater, every time there was, a gunshot, I was like, oh, you know? Mm. So, the sound design was really good. The soundtrack, too, I thought was all right. But overall, just a fine, all right movie. Quick, fun watch, yeah.
Yeah, movie. The action was pretty good. I'll start there. That was a positive. the shooting in the military stuff, interesting. I'm the opposite of you. I think they took the most boring part of a potential Civil War and ran with that, which was super boring. And I, for background, I was a journalism major. I went to school for this, and I was like, I do not find this interesting at all. But, and part of it too, I think that took me out of it was, I didn't find it to be realistic. I can't imagine any sort of slightly realistic journalist even being that thirsty for a photo or two. You know what I mean? Because they were thirsty for shot, getting the shot and all that stuff, which I was kind of like, okay, I guess, but I don't know, it was kind of weird to me, but yeah, I just feel like all the interesting parts of a theoretical modern Civil War were kind of just glossed over. They never said why, or we're literally just following photographers getting pictures and experiencing trauma, which there's parts of it that's like, oh god, where she's falling on the bodies and stuff, I was kind of like, ooh, that's kind of ugly. But for the most part, especially the ending, I don't know. I what was what should I have gotten out of that? I don't
know. She became who she wanted to be, but at what cost, I guess.
Yeah.
See, that's what I like, because I feel like this jerker would normally, you know, like, beat us over the head with it, like, look how deep and profound it is. But I liked how, I think, I feel like he was more reserved and just was more straightforward, ended the movie, and was like, all right.
Yeah.
Awesome. And now he's done making movies, though. He retired, he said.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. There was that one quote in the movie where, toward the beginning, she said, it was something like, we shoot it so other people ask yeah, about it, or something like that. And I was like, what does that even mean? Because then they go into the store later, too, and then she's like, oh, yeah, we're aware of it, but, like, we're just going to stay out of it, which is...
Yeah.
So, like, how far nuanced, or I don't know. Like, I guess that's kind of the point of the movie, too. Like, are you really making still nuanced if you're, like, yeah. that deep into it, like, as a journalist? I don't know.
Yeah.
Overall, though, I just didn't find it. It just didn't grab me. That's I guess that's the simplest way I can say it.
I just find it interesting how it's making money, because I don't know what about this movie is like appealing, but apparently it is, you know?
I think, well, the idea of an American Civil War in the modern day is pretty interesting, but I just think...
And the marketing is like kind of leaning into
It's
that.
Kind of jibbaity, no?
Yeah, that's true.
But like what they actually did with it was... I don't know. I thought, I guess I had higher expectations too.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought, I don't know. I also like the different characters. I like how each character, they're like the four main group. I liked how they tried to incorporate like all aspects, I guess, of like the journalism. Like there's, you know, like Kirsten Dunst is the, you know, the high end, probably at her peak. There's the guy who's the interviewer. And then the old man, you know, who's like towards the end of his career, and then we have the newbie. So I thought the choice of characters was really interesting.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of well. I don't want to spoil it actually, but what'd you think of
If I know, if I think you're gonna spoil it, you're gonna spoil it. Who was gonna say like that was not gonna happen? You know, I think everybody in the back of their head was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Anyway, but like, okay, there was also that one actor. Okay, I don't know his name. He's always like a side character. He's the one that shot.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He has like the little eyes.
Yeah.
And he's like
Jesse Plemons. I know him.
That guy's always comes up in movies.
He was in Killers of the Flower Moon. He was the detective. Showed up like an hour left into the movie. I don't know. Yeah, he just shows up. He's the kind's husband, the main actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was good in his little part.
Yeah, he was really good. And one scene too. What kind of American are you? I know. I know. Yeah, me and the person I watched the movie with, we were like memeing that part, because like the context of the scene is like, bro, why didn't you just lie? You know. Yeah. Like he said where he's from, and then we're just like, why?
Yeah, it's
why?
Like, bro, just like.
But he was crying a little bit too much, so I was like, it's probably gonna happen anyway. But
yeah, that whole like start of the scene, even the beginning, the old guy's like, "Yo, don't go in there," and they're like, "Yo, I'm gonna go in there," and I was like, "Bro, you guys are just asking to die." Like, it's so stupid, that whole part. But yeah, anyway, I don't know. Do you have any other notes on this movie?
I mean, that's about it.
Kind of is what it is. I think there's just too many unrealistic parts for me to really get into it. Like, part of me also at a time where I was like, why would they even need to be this far in there, you know? Couldn't they just use like a drone or something? Or there has to be some other more modern way to like document this stuff, you know?
Well, the whole thing was they're just trying to get to the president, right?
Yeah, no, but like, as why did they physically have to be there as the press, you know?
I don't know how it all works, but
yeah, I don't. I'm being a little bit nitpicky, but that was just what I was thinking during the movie. But what would you give it out of 5?
I always say this, I always say that too. If I did halves, it'd be like a 3.5. But I'm going 4. I liked how the pacing also was really well done, too. Like, I think that's what it is. I just really, I'm a sucker for movies that are, like, really to the point, really fast. And it's, this movie was not long, right? It's only, like, an hour 30-something. I love that, yeah. It, like, the fluff, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't feel super long, so that was good. I'm going 2.5 here. I thought it was okay. It was, I don't know.
Did you know that people were saying this was like movie of the year before it came out?
Really?
How do you feel about that?
Well, okay, wait, it's April. What is my movie of the year right now?
Probably Dune, right?
It's probably Dune 2, and this was not better than Dune 2, so.
Yeah, this premiered at a film festival, and it was, like, getting rave reviews, and I was like, oh, damn, all right. What a year, 2024. That's just, I thought it was just okay. My top of the year right now is Lisa Frankenstein. Dude, that movie is crazy. It's really funny.
Damn, I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's it for Civil War. Let us know what you think about that. Is it on? I don't think it's on streaming anywhere. Yeah.
No, not yet. Still in theaters. It's still making money. Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts on that one. Let's move on then to Monkey Man. This one, I didn't do a lot of background on this either. Personally, I like going into movies blind also.
Yeah.
So
I think that's also the best way. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it. So I'll pass it to you here.
Yeah. So it's Dev Patel, the main actor. It's his directorial debut, so it's his first director.
Oh, he's
movie.
The main guy?
Yeah, he's the director, yeah.
But, like, the actor, too?
Or yeah, yeah, no? Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
So, I was going in, like, I don't know why. I really like directorial debuts, too. For some reason, I think it's the passion. Like, it's their first movie, so they, you know, I feel like they put so much into it because it's their first movie. Just in case they never get to make another one again, you know. And you know, I felt in there, like, usually I think it's the energy in this movie that like really carried it for me. Like, it's really like crazy and frenetic, and the kills, I really like the kills in this movie. It was very violent and like just crazy. Like, nobody
very
would actually
violent.
Do that in real life, but
yeah,
it's a movie, so you know. Yeah, my favorite kill in like recent memory is the one in the elevator with the knife. That was awesome, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Wait, he, like, grabs it with his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so gross.
I also just had a really good audience, too, I think, because everybody's reacting to all that stuff. Mm. And then, I also like I know a lot of people wouldn't like the pacing, but I like the pacing of this where the first half of the movie, nothing happens, technically. Because I like that build-up, me personally. I don't know, yeah. Going into action movie, that's not what you want. But I want the story. And if the story is like, you know what, we're not going to do anything for half an hour. We're just going to do setup. I'll buy it, you know. I really like the training scene in the second half when he's with, like, the cult. I don't even know what they actually were. They're, like, outsiders, yeah. With the drums, and then he had to match the punching to the drums.
I don't remember that part.
That's fine. And then, yeah, so overall, I really, like, I want to see what he does next is the main thing. Like, because if this is his first movie, that was, like, nuts. And there's, like, a bunch of stories about behind the scenes, everything was going wrong. It's filmed during COVID. So this is, like, kind of decent if everything was going wrong. So if, like, he had a decent budget and, like, everything's going right, like, I want to see what he does. But,
yeah. Yeah, the action was really good. When they were killing each other, I was engaged. The problem for me was that when they weren't punching each other, I was falling asleep. That was the only thing. I don't know. I went with my sister. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should have gone sooner, but me and my sister went, and there was like, it was kind of empty theater too, which like, didn't really help. But the knife kill that you're talking about, I was like, oh, like, that was going to stick out later. I don't know. I think I just wasn't as invested in the story as I wanted to be. Probably just because I couldn't pay attention the whole time. But it was like a superhero movie. Going in, I didn't know the hero, and then like they were trying to tell me the story of this hero, and it just didn't grab me at all. And I just now I'm just watching people kill each other, which is like still awesome, right? Like there's some really sick kills. Especially there's the big the I don't want to call him like the big boss guy because he wasn't. He was just the guy at the end. He pulls the thing out of his shoe. I was like, oh, I didn't expect it. So that was cool. Let's see.
I really like the side story with the arena and like his little side hustle.
Yeah, I was just gonna say like the cage fighting stuff.
Yeah, towards the end of the movie when it goes back. And then I was like, oh, it'd be awesome if he just fucking destroys this guy in one hit. And then that's what happens.
He did.
I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the bigger guy, too. I was like, damn. Yeah. That was a really cool part of the movie. Another highlight I wanted to point out was it's toward the beginning when he steals the lady's purse.
It goes through a bunch of
like arms and people. Uh-huh. That was sick. I liked that a lot. I was like, I would want to. That inspired me. I was like, ooh, this could be like a short film. That'd be sick. But
I thought you were going to say that I was going to inspire you to do it for real.
Oh, no. but yeah, that was super cool.
His little friend. We didn't talk about his friend.
He just kind of
he goes away.
He's just gone at the end. He's like in the ring for the last fight. Yeah, like, yeah. And then that was it. And
yeah, he's like, "Aren't you on the run too, bro?" Like,
like, what the fuck happened to him? They should have brought him back. I think he should have been part of the story at the end because he was already in it for all that build up time. Like,
yeah, he just disappears.
I found him kind of interesting as a character. You might as well just keep him in there. I felt like he was abandoned a little bit. Same with the dog.
Oh, yeah, the dog kind of just, yeah.
He just used that dog to get the gun, and that was it.
I like that, too. So, again, that's why I liked all that build-up to that part where he finally re-meets the guy that did what he did. And you think that he's going to get away with it, and then he's going to go on... This, like, the second half of the movie is going to be on the run, and he's just going to be trying to get away. But no, he, like, fails in that, like, first confrontation, and I like that, yeah.
I was having a... Maybe it's just me being an idiot or falling asleep, but I was having trouble kind of following, I guess, the beginning of... I guess they didn't really say it, huh? Until the ending part of why he was trying to do everything in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, get into the restaurant. The whole point was to get to that person at the end, right? Or no?
Yeah. Not that main guy, but the guy before him. And then I guess that guy is just like, might as well kill this guy too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it wasn't super clear to me in the beginning, but I wasn't sure if it was a
hinted movie thing. It's hinted, and then they straight up show it. They straight up show it like later in the movie.
Yeah, so. Okay. Cool. But overall, what would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 4. I like it. Excited to see what he does next.
So, coming out of the theater, I gave it a 2. But after sitting on it a little bit and thinking about some of the action scenes, like that knife scene in the mouth that you were talking about, I was thinking about that afterwards. I thought that was super cool. Same thing with the purse stealing thing. So I think I'm going to go 3. Yeah, I'm going to go 3. I was 2.5 or 3, but I'll go 3. I think it was fine. There's a lot of good parts of it, so. 3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One thing I texted you about was movies always do this bait now. I don't know. I feel like this is only recently they've been doing this where they set up like the main character surrounded by all these people. And that's like, oh, yeah, we're gonna get this one man army. He's going to destroy this whole room of people. And then they get saved. And then I'm just like, bro, come on. Like, I feel like there hasn't been a movie recently where I get that one man army. He's unstoppable. And it's just like, holy shit. Hell yeah. I think the closest was Guardians, but then it's a team though, so it's like not as like the same feeling. That like hallway scene, that's kind of what I'm going for, but it's like they're a team though. Like it feels that, but one person. Yeah, that'd be freaking awesome. And then the example I told you about is God's. Oh my god, that pissed me off so much. And the second
wait,
Godzilla
yeah, explain
movie,
it again. Explain
the
it.
The ending is like, so Godzilla kills the main bad guy, and then after he kills the main bad guy, a bunch of other monsters come up around and surround him, and it's like, oh shit, Godzilla's about to like fuck shit up, and then all the monsters take a knee, and then the humans are like, oh, he's now the king of the monsters, which is the title of the movie. And I'm like, oh my god, that is so freaking lame.
He just wanted to see him function up.
I know.
Yeah, and then that when you explain that to me, this movie has like almost the exact same thing where
exactly,
he's like
yeah.
surrounded and he's you're like,
oh
fuck.
Yeah, he's gonna fuck shit up.
He has to fuck shit up or he's dead. And then he gets saved and
yeah.
it's like, ah.
And then
kinda
I can't
lame.
Believe the only like real like feeling I can remember getting that is from Kill Bill, which is like decades ago.
Mm.
Where she's like,
I was trying
yeah.
to think like it has to have happened in John
probably
one of the John Wicks.
I don't
but
remember,
I can't remember
that's
a specific
thing.
Scene.
Like Kill Bill,
yeah.
I remember specifically because she's like surrounded and then she's
yeah.
looking through the sword at the people behind her and it's like, oh shit.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
it's like 10 minutes of her just killing all these people.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I mean, somebody has to do it, right?
Yeah,
at some point,
yeah.
But yeah, okay. Did we write this one already?
Yeah, we just wrote it, I think.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Invincible?
Yep.
All right.
Title card.
Dude, I love that running joke, by the
yeah.
way. That fucking first episode where they don't do it. They're
like
just saying Invincible.
Pause, and then
it's so awkward. I fucking loved it, though.
I remember when that first episode came out. I didn't watch it, but I was looking at all the reactions. Everybody was like, oh, they're edging us this whole episode for the title card.
They really were because they did it
yeah.
at the end. but, yeah, what are your overall thoughts of the second season of Invincible?
I was kind of, like, super surprised at how serious they were taking everything because I don't remember the first season being like that at all. We're like... We see his mom go through a complete fucking like mental breakdown and like it's like gosh like what the hell is going on, you know, like the first season was not like this at all. And then Mark's also kind of going through the same thing. Even side characters like that the agent guy, which I don't like how his little arc ended, but I like the start of it where he's like kind of also going through his own little thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? The bald guy. I don't want to spoil what happens, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the glasses
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
yeah okay,
exactly,
yeah.
Like, everybody's kind of going through their own little thing, and it's like, I'm like, holy crap, why did this show get so serious all of a sudden? But
I thought
about it, and like, it kind of makes sense, though, because of what happened at the end of the
last
season.
Yeah, the end of the first season got
Yeah,
got
it
kind of
made it
like,
that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Eve got hella nerfed. They gave her a little Aang.
Oh, the Aang
dilemma,
treatment.
Or not? But like, yeah, like she's overpowered, right? So they have to give her like a little internal dilemma. But overall, I thought it was pretty. I think it still suffers. I think it's because it's based on a comic. It suffers from the Walking Dead thing, I feel like, or I'm gonna probably get hate for this, but I feel like nothing happens until the premiere, the mid season, because there's a mid season finale here, which Walking Dead does. So like, nothing major happens. Unless it's the premiere, the mid-season finale, or the season finale. And The Walking Dead did that a lot. But I think it's because it was based on a comic. And, like, they have to, like, stretch it out for, like, TV episodes, you know?
Mm.
But, so, like,
yeah.
stuff does happen, and it's interesting and fun. But for the overall story, it doesn't really matter. Like, that alien, the little alien part with the brainwashing and it, like, on Mars. They had to go to, well, not Mars, but they had to go to the planet. See, like we don't, you're like
with the little thingies.
Yeah, those the sequids.
Okay.
Sequids. Yeah. Like, and then they even like cliffhang that, and like we kind of forget about it too.
Yeah.
So like, there's like little arcs that like, okay, what was the point? You know, what does it do for the overall story? But when we do get like actual like story stuff, then those were like really hit though. I think.
Mm.
Also the power levels. That was another thing too. I was like, we better not go into episode one, and then Mark is all of a sudden, like, you know, beating people. No, in that first episode, he still gets wrecked, and he still gets wrecked throughout the season.
Like, the whole season, I was like,
damn,
he's still getting fucked.
But with that said, I still want him to, like, you know, get his power level up.
Yeah, you're
and
still
it does
rooting
that,
for
yeah, it.
Yeah,
it does that really well. Like, Demon Slayer does that really well. And then, the show does that really well, too.
And you can kind of, you can still see him kind of, like, getting stronger. Like, he still wins, like, little things where it's like, oh,
but then he gets destroyed.
But then he gets a real person and he gets fucked.
Yeah, he gets that eye, his little messed up eye.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That stood out to me. Everybody gets that same, like, bruised eye. It's so, like, I liked seeing more of the Viltrumites. I think they're just so interesting.
Yeah. I like the way they raise the stakes with them. They always are scary. Yeah, they're super scary.
Yeah, like one Viltrumite just can destroy your whole fucking planet. Like, it's so crazy. What was the line he said at the end? The agent guy, like, one Viltrumite shows up and we're all fucking useless.
Yeah,
that's crazy. damn, yeah. What'd you think of Nolan's arc? I guess.
He's easily the most interesting character, I think, because, like...
100%.
Yeah, even... I feel like it was so, like, tough for the writers, because they're, like... I feel like they wanted to use him a lot more. He was only in, like, what, like, 2 episodes, to be honest? And, like, and then after that, he was in, like, small scenes, not in, like, full episodes. And, like, they were trying to use him as much as they could.
Yeah, because... Yeah. I'm glad... Well, I won't say anything. That's a spoiler.
I mean, I feel like this is like a Marvel thing where it's like...
I find Seth Rogen's character...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. That was like crazy. Like, a little super delayed.
Oh, no, you're hella lagging. Wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
How laggy am I now? I know, like I'm hearing you, like, a little bit later than I thought This is so weird. This has never happened before.
I don't know whether to talk or to, like, let you go.
Yeah, I know.
There's a little bit of lag.
Okay, you just go, and then when I hear, when it's, like, quiet for, like, 5 seconds, then I'll go.
I forget what I was going to say now. So you go.
Seth Rogen. You were, like, saying Seth Rogen and the alien. Okay,
I found Seth Rogen's character arc really interesting, and I liked the backstory that they gave him. Because before, in season 1, he was just this random ass alien that was just like happened to find Earth. But then he actually has a purpose and he's actually useful now. So I like that. And I don't know. I'm a fan of Seth Rogen, so I'm glad he was.
Yeah, I'm going to test this right now. This is so stupid. Okay, I think it's normal again. Let's try talk about something together.
I forget what I was gonna ask you.
This is just like freaking us up. What the hell? I think it is normal now. We just don't know what to talk about now.
Okay, yeah, our whole flow is kind of ruined. let's see. Let's talk about the ships. Specifically Mark's ships. Or actually, no, there was multiple ships going on. What'd you think of the relationships?
The Immortal and Duplicate one, I did not get at all. That one was like...
It's kind of creepy.
Just because you guys die all the time, really? That's it? And like... The whole relationship is built on that. And then when they come back together at the end, it's like, I don't buy this at all, you know? Like, how long has she lived, though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, he's been around. He's Abe Lincoln, right? Like, I thought that was a funny joke. And he's been around for thousands of years. Longer than, like, Viltrumites. And it's like, you know, like, why is she so different out of all the people you've met over how long you've lived?
Yeah.
Just because she's died as much as you, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't get that relationship at all.
I was glad that they were out of the way at the end, think. I also
thought that was cheap, that duplicate. Oh, okay. Okay. It's thinking about it, it's not cheap. Because, yes, of course, she would have, a spare somewhere. But it's like, it cheapens that thing, you know? It cheapens that her actual death. Because I thought that was awesome. Yeah. I thought her death was awesome. Because it raised the stakes. Yeah.
That whole scene of all three of them was... I was like, I oh, shit. Awesome. I didn't... That's not how I thought that was going to go. That's why, too. Because you expect them to just, like, save the day, and it's really cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, not cool, but it's, I don't know, it's just more interesting when they don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, him getting shot in the head, though, and, like,
living,
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I know, yeah, I thought he was going to be the only one to live, because I was like, that he's going to get a good arc after that, which he kind of does, he gets a little bit.
Yeah,
and then, I remember what I was going to say, though. So, yeah, Omni-Man's arc, Nolan, with the, I really like the juxtaposition, using a big word here, from the end of last season, where he's, like, crying, flying off into space after beating the shit out of Mark, to the end of this season, where he's like, I think I missed my wife. I like that a lot, it's really
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That last line, I was like, what? Now I have to wait fucking 2 years for this?
No, they are trying to speed it up a little bit, but,
Yeah, I was mad that I had to wait for another season, which is a good sign. I was really enjoying it a lot. It's just such an interesting universe.
I think they're rooted to five. Yeah.
Did you hear about that? Really? Yeah. I saw season three is in production, but five seasons is good. I don't know. It's such a good balance of like fucked up shit and like action and like
actual superhero stuff too. Like I think that's one thing it reminds you constantly of is like superheroes at the end of the day is about doing the right thing, and then shows it like kind of. That's why Adam Eve has her own little arc, is to show that, and then Mark is also kind of trying to do that too.
Yeah. So I guess we should talk about Mark, the big brain guy, and that whole thing. Was he like the main? I guess he wasn't the main villain. I guess he was.
I like that they were setting up that way, but he's not. He was not supposed to be that. What he was supposed to be was this stepping stone for Mark to do what he did.
Yeah.
That's why he had all this set up. Yeah.
That whole situation is so unfortunate too, because he was like trying to like save all these universes. Like he has such good intentions, and then he just gets like a little bit more communication between parties, and maybe he, everything goes great. But
and it's like, it's super unfortunate. It's like the one Mark that's good, apparently.
Yeah,
and then he gets gutted by him. So.
I also liked seeing all the bad marks, like all the other ways that could have gone. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Like, And the random Spider-Man cameo too.
Oh yeah. I feel like that was actually supposed to be Spider-Man, but they couldn't get. What was it? They called him Professor. Like it was like only one word off. It was Professor Ock. They called him or something. I'm like, bruh.
Oh, I can't remember.
Cutting it close a little bit, you guys.
And I think the voice actor was animated like Spider-Man voice actor, right?
Because
I recognize it because I forget what the actual name of that TV show, but I would have it on in the background when I was
you heard him
doing stuff. Yeah. So I recognize the voice. But that was pretty cool.
The actual violence is like crazy too sometimes. I forget why. They probably went the animation route. It's so they can show some of the fucked up shit that the Viltrumites especially can do.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Viltrumite fights in this season, so good.
Oh, that was one thing I wanted to say. This is what I was going to say. I remembered. I really like, Nolan's. That's why he is so interesting this season, is because the whole thing with Viltrumites, they live for like 500 years, right, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So to have him like be part of a planet where like, they're the total opposite, they only live for like a year, it's like so interesting. And then that like the way he's like, why do I care about they're literal bugs, like why do I care about them? It's so like that's that's so interesting.
He had a really complete character development. Is pretty awesome. And I guess the whole thing of, so he tells Mark like, you have to stop holding back.
Yeah.
And then he can fight a Viltrumite. But then when the other Viltrumite comes later, he just gets straight up whooped. So that's the only part where I was like, what exactly is Mark's power level here?
Yeah.
Because it kind of surprised me when he was actually able to fight back the first time.
Yeah, he was like winning that for sure.
Yeah. And then, I wasn't sure if I wanted to talk about it, but I think we should. I think it's...
Just do it.
So there's a portion where Mark, I guess is this, I don't know how to not spoil this portion and talk about it. So spoiler. No. So Basically, he kills the big brain guy.
Okay.
He ends up killing him, and it's an accident because
he
loses his shit, and the big brain guy's explaining how he got these like body upgrades and he's stronger. So Mark thinks he can handle a couple punches, but he ends up beating the shit out of him, and he dies. And then, but afterward, like, there's this whole, Mark kind of crashes out, and he's like, feels really bad about it. And I guess the whole stranded in another dimension thing is kind of irrelevant, or it's relevant, but not really to the actual, like, moral dilemma he's having, because he's like, oh my god, I killed somebody. Uh-huh. And it's really affecting him. So, and this isn't the first show to do this. Like, it's happened. Yeah. I can't give
it's
you specific
superhero
examples.
It's a superhero thing, too. Like, Man of Steel was the first one I thought of when you brought it up. Where, like,
like, the concept of having so much guilt about killing somebody for the first time. Like, watching it every time, I'm like, well, is this really a big deal? Like, why are we feeling so guilty about this? Like, who cares? But they spend time on Mark feeling guilty and about killing somebody, which I don't know if it's... I guess the point is, like, I don't know if it's, like, a necessary inclusion, but then the more we discussed it, the more it made sense to me. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Can you explain, like, what you were explaining earlier?
No, yeah, because, like, the idea is that they're superheroes, right? So it's, like, what is the right thing? So if it was actually realistic and we had superpowers and we killed people, would we feel the same way? Probably not, but... Again, it's like fiction, and these are superheroes, and we'd like to believe that they're the best of us. They're good, like Peter Parker, and that they would feel bad if they actually killed somebody. Mm. So that's why it's that kind of fiction where it's like it's like not wishful thinking. What's the word? It's like an escape. Like we want to believe that if somebody had all these powers, they would feel bad. They would be really good people, and but realistically. Yeah. They would probably make a soldier. It would turn them. They would turn into a soldier, and they'd not feel bad. At some point, they'd feel, you know, what's the word? Desensitized.
Mm, yeah.
And it'd just be normal to them.
Yeah, yeah. So we discussed that. We pondered that for a bit. Yeah. I think after talking about it, though, it was a good inclusion, and like, I mean,
showing Mark's character a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It was good to show that. And just that fight in general, I thought was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Going through all the dimensions and stuff.
I also like that, too, that they actually raise the stakes. Because shows are afraid to do that. Or, like, well, what I'm talking about is when the dude breaks his mom's arm, like, literally snaps it.
Yeah.
And, like, shows and movies are afraid to hurt, you know, the people that the main characters are, like, love. And, yeah, that the show goes there. So.
Yeah. And it was good because it gave him a legit reason to, like, lose his shit, too. Because it's, like... super understandable, which made it even harder for me to accept. Like, he's feeling guilty about this, but I was like, bro, he broke your mom's arm. Yeah. Like, dad, you're cool. Like, no problem here. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 4. Yeah, it'd probably be a 5 if it was, you know, like I said, the I don't know, these little mini arcs. I don't see the overall point to them. So that would probably bring it to a 5, but it's fine. It's not like they're, you know, make it worse, so it's a 4.
Yeah. What'd you think of him and Amber?
Like, yeah, okay, I was gonna whole thing. Bring back to those ships that you were talking about before.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the writers, honestly, because I know people were shitting on Amber season 1, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like the writers this season were afraid to do anything with her. And at one point she was like talking. And it just felt like damage control, and I felt so bad for the writers. She was saying, like, oh, no, go do whatever you want. This is what I signed up for. I'm Superhero's girlfriend. Like, the way she was talking, I'm just like, oh, they are reacting to how everybody reacted to her in the first season. I felt so bad for the writers. I felt like they couldn't do what they really wanted to do, and they kind of just had to close up their relationship. Like, really. They had to drag it on for as long as they could because they had a high-end voice actress.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, let's close this shit up.
it did feel like they kind of ran away from it, like, really
I
early.
Feel so bad for them, yeah.
But I don't know, the way they did it, I was okay with it, because the way that Viltrumite ran up on them,
yeah,
kind of like like, okay, I get it.
Deal breaker a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see it. So I bought it. I was with it, and I like the dynamic of Mark and Adam Eve. So I'm glad that
it's just so obvious that they're the thing that's where it's gonna end up.
Yeah.
No, like yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a problem with it.
I'm glad that they didn't rush it, though. Like, because I was afraid they were going to do it. But I was like, no, they're probably not. But towards the end of the season where he was going to, like, straight up ask her. Mm. Or, like, no, tell her what. Yeah. He's going to
get it.
I was like, no, let's slow burn this shit. You guys got 5 seasons.
And
yeah, they're going to do it. So.
Yeah, so worked out. As for my rating, I think I go. Shit. Oh man, there was the agent guy's arc too, which was really good. I loved it. Of them saying like, I don't want to spoil it, but him and the I didn't remember the kid too much.
Me neither. They had to like I kind of had to. They did a good job of. I don't know for you, but for me, like they did a good job of reminding me like, okay, that's who that was, because there's like a whole thing when they visited the campus and yeah.
I low-key forgot still, yeah. But but the Asian guy I remembered, the agent, and I'm trying to remember the line that he said, but
it was like when they're on the rooftop,
was like, oh, you're not your body, you're the decisions that you make, and I'm like, damn, like, I like that shit, that was good shit, so, yeah, I really liked that, his whole arc, and that line in particular was good, And Mark's mom, like, goes through it.
She fucking goes through it, bro.
Like, I felt bad.
That's the thing. Like I was surprised at how much they were, like, going for that stuff in the season. Because it also made me realize, like, I think it's because I'm still thinking about, like, it's animation, you know? So, like, I'm not expecting it to go there, which is kind of fucked up on my part. Because I'm always, like, animation and cinema. I'm, like, that Guillermo del Toro type. But even though I still, like, I'm, like that, I'm still, like, this show... I was like, oh, it's still going there. Like, it's not... I think the writers aren't treating it as, like, it's an animation show. They're like, it's just... We're just trying to tell a story, you know, and the animation is the way we're telling it.
Yeah, it happens to be animated. Yeah. Which is, like, the right way to do it, I think, too. But I'm, like, not giving my number here. I think...
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm 4.5. I really want to go 5, but I don't think it's perfect. I think it's 4.5.
It's kind of interesting, though, because, like... It still feels like we haven't gone anywhere yet, which is good, because it's still good, though. Like, there's still so much more, like, we could go from here.
I feel like there's still, like, some world-building aspects, too, that they're doing, which is, like, always boring to me. But, yeah, I'm really excited for Season 3. I hope we don't have to wait too long, because I am in. I expected it to go down after Season 1, because that Season 1 and, like, the finale was so good. But this one did not disappoint. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for today. Let us know what you think of Invincible and Monkey Man. But yeah, let me get my plugs off really quick. So follow us on social media, specifically Instagram and TikTok at Mix Podcasting. Probably should follow Instagram more urgently because we don't know what's happening with TikTok. But at Mix Podcasting, we post clips. Little stories, announcements of when we're going live, things like that. So if you want to follow along, make sure to check us out on there. And then if you like the live show, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other week. As well, also, if you could leave us a review on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be great as well. So next episode, we are doing... Challengers, which is the tennis movie with Zendaya. I don't know, is it like a tennis movie or is it just like more of a drama?
I think it's both. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of murmurs about it, though. That's good. So we'll see. But so Challengers, The Fall Guy, which is Ryan Reynolds' Gosling. Movie. Gosling. Ryan Gosling. Yeah. And then we're going to do La La Land because... Yeah. We both haven't watched it, and it feels like something we should probably watch and review. So one classic. I would you consider it a classic at this point? I don't know. I feel so. Like it might be because yeah, people are still time, talking about so. It. Yeah. So one classic, two new ones, and then we should try to do an activity. We're gonna try to do an activity yeah, next draft. Time. Either like
draft sounds good.
A draft. Oh, we forgot to look at Letterboxd reviews.
Yeah, I know. I just remembered that like at the end of the Invincible review for some reason.
All right, which Letterboxd? Let's try to find. So the idea was, while we're reviewing these movies, we're going to go on Letterboxd and look at some of the reviews that people had on there and see if we could get any thoughts or opinions on those type of things.
Can you do one movie and I do one movie?
Okay, I'm on Civil War. All right,
I'll go Wookiee Man.
Okay.
Okay. Where do I go for reviews? See, like, I have no idea.
Oh, I just click on the movie, and then next to, like, members and lists, there's, like, reviews in the middle.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Damn. So, okay, I'm on Civil War, and it's a lot. It's pretty, like, mixed, actually. There's a That's lot of four, four and a half, and then a lot two, one, two and a half. Some people think it's really hollow, and then some people are really into it. This one guy says, "You're telling me the very best place for the president of the United States to hide was under the Oval Office." That's true. Like, he kind of just got, like, they couldn't have got him anywhere else. But yeah, you see anything interesting?
It's actually a lot of four, four and a half, fives. There's this one. Dev Patel directing all his baddies to ooh and giggle when he takes his sweaty tank top off.
Dude, yeah, there's a hell of people, like, thirsting over him, huh?
I mean, he's hot. Furious George. Said... Okay.
<can't say> Me trying to get the perfect pick for my Instagram story.
Okay. See, like, why do people even write essays on Letterboxd? I scroll right past them. See ya.
Dude, yeah, there's some, like, really long, really long essays.
Who is on Letterboxd?
I like the short ones.
Shit. Yeah.
A visually impressive exercise in saying nothing. Damn.
Oh, wow. All right. Monkeys are supposed to be silly. Okay.
Man, there's actually a lot of essays on this one. Some people think that, some people like that they didn't say what the Civil War was about. Some people think it's cowardly to, like, shy away from, I guess, stay apolitical about it is the term that I'm seeing a lot. But I didn't really care about the politics of it. I just kind of, like,
want to know why they were fighting.
Yeah, I just wanted to know why they were fighting. Like, I needed more. I don't know. I feel like it would have made it more interesting.
I expected more monkey puns, to be honest. There's only Furious George that I saw so far. And there are a lot of paragraphs for Monkey Man. I'm still trying to look for a... Seems like pretty... The lowest I saw with 3 stars. Oh, there's a 2.5.
What's the 2.5 say?
Should I just go through? Should I just read the whole thing?
If it's an essay, maybe not.
I mean, it is, but what if I just did it anyway?
if you could, like, summarize it, like, give us the cliff notes.
I don't know what this guy's yapping about.
Okay. Imagine getting fatally shot and your last few moments of life are a preteen with a bob up in your face taking pics. Damn. Yeah, this is interesting because, like, everybody's split on it.
Yeah.
Like, this guy says... Somehow this managed to have less political depth than the Captain America Civil War movie. But, like, I don't think that's the problem with it. That's the
Yeah, I don't think it was trying to be political or take a side. It's just trying to say something about journalism and war.
Yeah, I just think that that journalism angle of it is so boring. But that's just me. Anything else interesting in there?
No, it's just a bunch of paragraphs, to be honest, for this one.
Damn. Okay, I think next time we do this, we're debating whether we should go and just try to find some live or if we should pick out some before. I think next time, let's try to pick out some before. Yeah, I think it would work better. But cool, yeah. So I already got my plugs off. We already know what we're doing next episode. Any final thoughts, Alardo?
Not really.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us on this episode. We'll see you guys next time on The Mix. Oh, God.